You are not just persuading someone to stay. You are truly listening to them, to help them. Summit County Health Educator Alyssa Mitchell explains.
We listen to their story, their struggles that they're going through, and we persuade them to go seek help by instilling hope in them again.
The day that Heidi Peterson got QPR training, she had a gut feeling about a family member, called them and asked them if they were thinking of ending their life. And after that question, she listened.
Understand the things that they're going through, offer that empathy, ask open-ended questions.
Serene Brooks has taken QPR training, and she talks about how her son used it to save his friend's life.
He was able to persuade his friend to get in his car and drive to where his fiance was working. And he was able to talk him through that process, talk him through getting there. That way he knew that his friend was in a safe place.
QPR, again, it's like CPR, but for mental health. Question, persuade, refer.
As you go through the persuade part, making statements like, I care about you, I want you to live, tell me more, how can I help you, are going to go a lot further than just reminding them in a laundry list of things that they have.
Understanding some of the things that are causing them pain and showing them you are there with them as you reach out for more help. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.